I honor the Lord on this morning. I honor his blessed son, Jesus. I honor his precious Holy Spirit. And give honor to my husband in his absence, to everyone that is here in the house of the Lord. This is the day the Lord have made, and we really ought to be glad about it. Hallelujah. I praise and I thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy towards me. Good God Almighty. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank him for power nuggets. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You know what? When you get a power nugget, pay close attention to it and yield yourselves to it. Power nuggets are, and this is what the Lord said. Power. I started asking him about all of these things that he just be giving me in prayer. And he said they're power nuggets. Hallelujah. And he says the thing is, when he gives a power nugget, it's something for you to act upon. Hallelujah. And when you activate or act upon that power nugget, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit in you will start to move and start to work whatever the nugget is out. We don't do it. We just start acting upon it. In other words, we believe it by faith. We take it, hallelujah, and we start to govern our mind, our spirit, and our lives according to what that word was. And the Lord said the Holy Spirit in us will begin to orchestrate whatever it is that he put in your spirit. Hallelujah. God is so, so amazing. Hallelujah. And I was like, God, you just keep giving me stuff. He said it, power nuggets. Power nuggets. And I praise him and I thank him and I bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you, this is a power nugget that I got in prayer. We're going to take a little break this Sunday from the Sermon on the Mount. Hallelujah. Because whenever the Lord speaks power nuggets, I want to tell you about them. Hallelujah. And this one is, it's in 2 Timothy. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 7. Hallelujah. Jesus. God help me. Help me, Lord. God. Okay, I'm gonna put a fleece out. Please, Lord. I don't fleece much, but let's just be a fleece today. Then before I leave from off this pulpit, bring it back to me. I'm not going through changes with you, but what you're saying, somebody gonna hang themselves. So I just want to be clear. Just want to be clear. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Some of y'all gonna get a sex change in a minute. ever learning but never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Go after the truth. You may be seated. This was a power nugget. The scripture, verse 7, that says, ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Okay, so Paul, he knows that his time is up. He knows that he is about to leave here. They're about to kill him. Hallelujah. They've been trying to for a long time. Okay, so Paul is penning this letter to Timothy. Hallelujah, because he wants Timothy to stand firm and stand fast in the faith. Hallelujah. These letters that Paul wrote to, he wrote to Timothy and Titus, they were called pastoral epistles because Timothy and Titus were missionaries under Paul. Okay, and Timothy is, in this particular epistle, he's serving as a missionary in the church of Ephesus, but he's also experiencing responsibilities as a pastor. Okay, and Paul knew this about Titus and Timothy, and he is trying to encourage them because he knows that he is about to die. Okay, so he's telling Timothy, I want you to stand strong. The word that you've been taught, the word you've been ministering, stand strong in the word of God, because that's all we have is the word of God. That's it. Okay, we look at life and feel like we've got so much of this and that, this and that. Oh, sorry. But all we have is God, which is the word. Okay. Hallelujah. They were struggling. Everybody gets to a place in their walk in God where they struggle. Because life happens, and life happens through people. Life happened through you and caused somebody else to struggle at one point. Okay? Life happens through other people and causes you to struggle at some point. And they knew, Paul knew that because Timothy was trying to hold up the bloodstained banner, okay, he was like, I'm gonna have to encourage him. He encouraged Timothy and Titus, but this particular letter that he wrote, it is to Timothy. Hallelujah. He was like, you need to get fastened in your mind, in your spirit, that you're going to go through things. Times are changing and things are about to be hard. Hard times. I believe it said in verse 1, what? Perilous times were coming. Hallelujah. Okay? Because Paul knew the mind of the people that they were ministering to. Hallelujah. You can look at people, you can see their actions and see their disgust for God, their disgust for his word, their disgust for him leading them and guiding them. Hallelujah. Their disgust for not having life the way that they want it to be. Hallelujah. Okay? And the truth is, we're governed by our wills. 99.999% of what we do is about going after our will, yielding to our will and not the word of God. Hallelujah. Okay? He was like, Timothy, I need you to get some gut about you, get some strength about you, and I need you to hold on to everything that you've been taught, everything that's been ministered to you, and even how you even ministered to other people. Okay? Perilous times are coming. Why? Because these are the last days that are coming. Now, you know, if they were the last days in Timothy's day, you can imagine what they are right now. Okay? We're coming up on, hallelujah, the second coming of Christ. We're coming up on the tribulation period. Yeah, we're coming up on it. Hallelujah. Because everywhere you look, everybody, and I'm talking about the church. We know what the world is doing. But the church is choosing to do whatever it thinks it is capable of doing. Hallelujah. We're not about obeying God and running after him. We want to make a point. You don't tell me what to do. You don't run my life. I do as I please. Keep doing you. Keep doing, because you're going to tell on you. Your life is going to tell all about you. Ooh, Jesus. Okay. It's like Timothy. This world is about to change. I'm not going to be here long. Everything is going chaotic. Because look at the man, the heart of man, the mind of man, the attitude, the disposition of man. These are perilous days, okay? First of all, up close and personal, hallelujah, for the most part, they have become lovers of their own selves. Good God, I might think about it. Are you a lover of your own self? How much energy and effort do you put in to getting what you want? Doing what you want to do? Put a lot of energy and effort. Who is it that you ain't going to take crap from? You ain't taking no poop. You tired of this, tired of that. You're loving your own self. Because God said you were born for adversity. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah. And the adversity comes to teach you. Hallelujah. You ain't going to learn nothing if you don't want to go through nothing. Hallelujah. He said men already have become lovers of their own selves. You want to do what makes you feel good. You want to do what you think is right. Forget the word of God. Forget that. Somebody might, well, that's their opinion. But no, is it black and white and red in scripture? Hallelujah. You loving your own self when God's word can form you and shaping you up, hallelujah, so that you start falling. You're not a child of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Think about it. And what's the boy where the daddy just died over in England? Charles. Yeah. Hallelujah. Anybody deny whatever decree he puts out, whatever instruction he puts out, they die. But we think God is a punk. He's a sucker. Because we done got away with so much crap. Hallelujah. He's not going to do anything to me. I just go ask for forgiveness. Keep on going. Keep taking your little forgiving, asking tale to the Lord. And watch what ends up happening to you. Pastor, you don't know how to act. Yeah, I do. Because I'm not going to go before the Lord. And he say, why did you back down? You don't love me enough for me to back down. God loves me. I can't back down from what he said. I will not back down from his word. Hallelujah. Some of y'all even stand and stay in it because you're trying to prove me wrong. You're trying to prove you your own person and you can do whatever it is you want to do. Have at it. Have at it. He said, men gonna be lovers of their own selves. They're already there. It's about what they feel, what they want, what they want to do, what they think is right. Hallelujah. You can't hardly find anybody that's really following after God. Hallelujah. Showing up in church don't make you a Christian. Well, yeah, it may make you a Christian, but it don't make you a child of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Looking the part, dressing the part, hallelujah, saying the part. It does not make you a child of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Whatever we want to do, we do. However we want to feel, we feel. Whatever we think, we bask our carnal behinds in it and dare somebody to say anything about it. And if you do, I'll prove to you I can do me whenever I get good and spank ready. Paul was saying, these are the people that you dealing with now. And the people now in the 2024, they ain't no different than the ones that was back there at the church in Ephesus. No difference. Lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. You know it, that's all over the place. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Hallelujah. Traitors, they're heady, they're high-minded. Hallelujah. They love pleasure more than they love God. That's where we live in. Hallelujah. Even though the Lord tells us what doesn't matter to him, hallelujah, it is about pleasing the carnal man, and we yet going to prove I can do it if I get good and stank ready. Stank on. That's what your prayer is like when it goes up before God. It's stinky. Hallelujah. First of all, we know what makes it stinky? Because you're praying it. You're praying it. Good grief alive. Hallelujah. He's like, Timothy, let me encourage you. Hold on to the word that you've been taught. Hold on to God. Get into your word. Run hard after God. Hallelujah. Because these people that act this way, they got a form of godliness. But they have no mind to yield to you. They deny the power of God. Whenever we go our own way, whenever we say whatever, I'm going to make my own choice, we are denying that God has all power. We're denying omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. You don't believe that no more than you believe I'm that tree right there in that yard, but for some reason I'm what'd you say, hologram? This morning? Yeah, I'm just hologram. But I gotta look like me so you won't think it's a tree. Oh my goodness. It's like these people have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God because their choices, they're quick to act on their choice. Hallelujah. He said, turn away from them, Timothy. They can't do anything but hurt you. They can't do anything but try to destroy the word that has been placed in you. You know how I know that? Because verse 6 says, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. All the women in the house, stand up. Thank you, Kay. All the women in the house, stand up. All the women in the house, stand up. All the silly women. This is silly, right? I'm standing. All the silly women in the house, stand up. You made me put an extra note in there. Yes, Lord. Stand up, CJ. Stand up, Jay. Stand up. I was about to give you a whole new name, but now I gotta pray and find out what that is all about. Y'all know last time I gave somebody a new name. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Any men sitting, please stand up, because we ain't nothing but silly women. Silly is the thing. Silly women. These people that Paul was talking about in verse 1, with all the two that they got, that they carry with them, why they have to have life their way, hallelujah, represented silly women. In other words, a man can be a silly woman. In other words, if you show yourself as somebody that can be swayed, then these people that Paul was talking about in verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, verses 2, 3, and 4, hallelujah, these are the people that will put their eye on you. What you said, did you say something about somebody here? Been watching the man from a child? Oh, yeah. These are people that will watch you, put their eye on you, and come up with a strategy to seduce you, to seduce your mind. And because we won't pray and seek God's face, hallelujah, they get a hold of us. You know why? Because we fill with lust. When somebody spites you and they determine you're filled with lust, you're filled with your own way, you're filled with going contrary to the will of God. Hallelujah. See, Josh, when you was told to go and buy the Mercedes to show God's glory in your life, and you're like, well, no, I can't afford that. Somebody looked on you and they spotted you to be a silly woman. Hallelujah. And that's why you had three people so far coming to you and talking about cars. They got ideas for what you ought to buy. They have proof, so they claim, to show you what makes more sense for you in your life. Silly women. It ain't about what's inside your underwear, just silly women. It's about what's up here. It's about what's in your will, whether or not you're going to obey God or not. Silly women. Sit on down. People tag you, like that doctor tagged that boy, and being a grown man was the first time he saw him, right? Yeah, girl, come on. It was the first time he saw him. People come to you to discuss your life issue or issues because they tagged you. They know if they play enough with your mind, with your heart, with your spirit, they can get in. And what did you say about the hook? I remember everything they did. You see, talked about the hook. Once they get the hook, once they got your attention, the hook is in, and all they do is start reeling.
Help me, save me, Lord.
We can claim to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I got on the whole armor of God.
Whatever.
All you got to do is show one little decision that you make contrary to the will of God. You ain't got no kind of armor on. The hook is in you, and you being reeled in. Perilous times. He says, this sword, these people who love their own selves so much that they walk in all of these spirits or anyone up, they're looking for somebody to just pull into their world. Hallelujah. Okay? These are the people that can be pulled into. We already know the ones that's lovers of their own selves. Hallelujah. They are already doomed. Hallelujah. Except they surrender. But that's the thing Paul was warning Timothy about, that these people don't want to surrender to God. They don't want the will of God. They don't want to live the mind of God. They like where they live. They want what they want. And they do what they want. He was like, but on the other hand, these silly women, these people that's running after the carnal man, have all these lusts and all these desires, have all these minds and notions about what they want and striving to go after it, going after the world. That's just what it is. He said, they're ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. That was my power nugget. Verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. We do all sorts of things. We going after school, and I'm not putting school down. Please go. But don't put your confidence in school. Amen. Don't put your confidence in nothing that you learn. Child, your confidence has to be in God. Hallelujah. Because you don't have to know anything. And if he say speak, I'll word your mouth, honey, he'll do just that. He will do just that. Hallelujah. Okay? But the silly women, the ones that are as silly women, they're the ones that's ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Okay? You know why? And it's so simple. I done said it about 15, 20 times since I've been standing here today. It's because you want you and not God. Ever learning. Go read something in the Bible. Learn who broke the jaw of the lion. Learn who got ate up by the bear. Learning the word of God doesn't make you knowledgeable. In doing the will of God, it just helps you to know something else that's in the Bible. I'd rather know one verse in the Bible and live it and yield to God than to know half the Bible and don't live it. Ever learning, always learning something. Always have the right answer for something, but can't humble yourself enough to suffer, to go through, to yield to God. Amen. Silly women. Silly women. Ones ain't gonna put up with this. Whether it doesn't matter. Remember, I told you it's not what inside the underwear. A silly woman is a silly woman. You know how God, why he didn't say silly men? Because he knew that men had a mentality of feeling like women were beneath them. And he said, now, watch what I show you as. Watch what I show you as with the decisions you make going against my will. A silly woman. So when you look down on women that you look at and say, silly woman, think about every time you rejected the will of God and went your own way. Silly woman. Silly women. They don't want to come after God. They don't want to follow hard after the Lord. They don't want to give up their plans to fast. I don't know what you cook for dinner today. Ribs, mac and cheese, collard greens, kale probably. Hallelujah. Sounds good to me. That's what you got, Jazz? And where you live? I got what? No, I can't walk up the steps. Just throw me something out the window. Why? You already cooked it. You can put it on slow. You timed your oven to cook it at 250 so it will be nice and juicy when you get home. And the Lord's saying fast for a week. It's going to go bad. Well, I'll eat it today and then I'll start the fast Monday. That's not what he said. You a silly woman. Jada cooker. Jay can cook, y'all. Lasagna. He got that lasagna set on $2.75 for when he get home. He got some good old garden salad. Boy made a chocolate cake. And the Lord said, fast, Jay. 5 days, don't eat nothing. But by then, the lasagna gonna be bad. Well, I ain't make it for the kids to just eat it all up by themselves. What are you losing? You're losing your strength. You're losing your fortitude. You definitely losing your profession of faith. It's like just taking an Uzi and just blowing it all away. Just blowing it all away. Because you're trying to change God's word to make it fit what you want it to fit because you're a lover of your own self. We love ourselves so much. Hallelujah to God, no matter what you say, if it don't suit me for now, I pick it up later. You got to yield to God. You got to run hard after him. Hallelujah. Stop asking God for things in prayer. He says, is that contrary to the word? Is it? Is it? I said, stop asking God for things in prayer. My question is that contrary to the word of God? Why?
Because he said he's a very contrary. He said he will know, he knows what you need. So he will give it to the point
of his weakness. You're not answering my question. My question was, I said, stop asking God for things in prayer. My question was, is that contrary to the word of God? Okay, back there, you shaking your head. Yeah, is it contrary? Why? But I just said, stop asking for things in prayer. My question is that contrary to scripture? If you can't answer me, that means that you don't read your word enough. We've done that a lot. Joe? Huh? Why? Asking, you shall receive. Knocking, the door shall be open. Seeking, you shall find. Oh, but you can just do one of them. Don't have to do all of them. Come correct. Jazz?
I don't think you need to ask him for anything because he knows what he's going to do. So, talk. Is that better?
Huh? girl. I was about to hug you, and I'm about to punch you.
No, just talk to him. Like, you don't have to need something or tell him what you want, or he knows what you want, he knows what you need. Just talk.
As in,
God, I'm on my way home, and I really need something to eat, but I think I got nothing to bring for next time.
Why you going through that chit chat? You know what he told Moses when he started talking that stuff?
I don't know.
Like, shut up and just go forward and do whatever comes into your mind, because it's me directing you. And Moses went forth and he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Moses was always crying to God, but he said, that's the disbelief. He said he would supply your need according to his riches and glory. Anytime you ask God for anything that you say you need, you distrust him and you call him a liar. Hallelujah. Now the young lady in the back, she was more in line with the scripture. The scripture says, make your request known. But I said, stop asking God for things. Now, can I, because she said that in that scripture, can I make my request known and not ask God for anything? How? See, that's why y'all gotta understand. It's sad when we get taught things and we don't hold on to it and use it. He gave us the template of prayer in what, Matthew? And what does it say? That's why you don't have to ask him for anything that you say you need. What else? How great is your need? You can go and pray, and your prayer can be, God, making my request. God, you are God. Let your Holy Spirit pray for me that I really will have what I need. But you got a long list that you take before him. He promised you he would supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And then it's no S on needs. Check the scripture. Need. You only have one need at a moment. Well, I need a lot of things. This is not Walmart or Safeway or Wegmans. You only have one need, and that's to get closer to God. And when you don't feel like you're doing a good job, fast. We're asking God for a whole lot of things and making him seem like he ain't got good sense. Because if he already supplied your need, because he's rich, we not. And then your need is coming from glory. God is glory. We don't have to ask him for anything. We don't have to ask him for the things that we need. And that's a lot of times what we get stuck on. Lord, I need a car. Lord, I need a house. No, you don't. You need shelter. Now, are you willing for a season, maybe a small season, a short season, to take the kind of shelter that he gives you so he can give you shelter that he sees in your heart that you really desire? Wow. Nah. You're lovers of themselves. You're going to work your way out of that one. Because you love yourself too much. You can't be, I can't live in no shelter. Pitch a tent? At least he told you in the summer, not in the winter. Yeah. We take God for sugar daddy. And feel like because he's so merciful and so loving, we're supposed to get what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. And if it's not even packaged correctly, we're sending it back. Amazon God. Treat God like he Amazon. Sending it back. Sending it to the side. Hallelujah. Getting stuff, that's not what I asked for. Hallelujah. He sent me something that wasn't, I didn't order that. But maybe God wanted it for a reason. Maybe he wanted me to get a whole box of jazz. Them little packets of strengthly water. You put it in the water and you get feeling good or something. Getting some kind of nutrient nourishment. So I'm gonna ask them, do I have to send it back? If they say no, you can have the whole box. Because he probably sent it just for you if they let me keep it. God does not make mistakes. If it's a test of my honesty, you know I'm calling them folk back tomorrow. I don't want anything that does not belong to me. I'm not just going to take it. Oh, it's my blessing, you lie. You got too much money back from the store. It's not your blessing. It's a test to see whether or not you are truthful. See whether or not you got any integrity. Hallelujah. Okay. We're not able to come into the knowledge of the truth because we don't want to yield to God. Ever learning. It's so easy to boast. Get into a conversation with somebody. And guess what? They're going to talk. And everybody pretty much in the group will have something to say. You know why? Because they learned something. They just haven't learned the right thing. And that's to yield to God. Hallelujah. Okay? You got to go hard after God. You know why? Because you're living in the last days. You're living in the days where evil is so prevalent. Paul said, when I would do good, evil is always present with me. I find another law in my members, hallelujah, that works that way. God is the truth. It's nothing, nothing, nowhere from nobody is true but God. But God. His truth. You want God? You want, hallelujah, knowledge? Said you ever learn and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. The truth of the matter is that you need him, and we need him, and we need to stop going after our own selves. Stop loving our own selves so much we're going to give ourselves whatever we want to do. That's the knowledge of the truth. We're not even knowledgeable how much God really loves us. And the sad thing about it, we're teaching the garbage to our children. Yep. Because they watch you go against the will of God. Kristen, don't come to service late no more. This is about the third time. About the third time that has come. Don't come to service late no more. Hallelujah. Don't decide to stay home because, I'm late. We are living in testing days. It's a test. Everything in our lives is a test. You're going to have to run hard after God. Every last one of us. Hallelujah. Okay? If we want to know the truth. Ain't but one truth in this world. And that's God. He's the only truth. What you say is not truth. What you think is not truth. What you feel is not truth. What you know is not truth. You know why? Because he's omnipotent. Meaning he's what? All powerful. He's sovereign. Meaning what? You do whatever you want to do. So what you say is your truth. He can think one thought and it totally be changed to a lie. And a sad thing about it, we don't even believe that. We don't. But we say he's omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. He's got all the power. He's omnipresent, everywhere, beholding the good and the evil. But yet you don't believe he has the power to change your way, your perception, your choice, and take what you say is true and turn it into a lie. Because, honey, let me tell you one thing. You ain't gonna be God. He's not going to let you take his place. And he ain't gotta fight for it. He thinks. Going up against the impossible. When you make your own choices. Whoever you mad at, upset at, just go and get punch him. No, I would never do that. Honey, if I gotta punch you and yield to God, well, you say punching you ain't me yielding to God. Prove it. Yeah, I gotta hear. Prove it. I'm not violent. I'm not violent, man, for real. He know I'm not violent. But when it comes to God, when it comes to my walk, don't try me. I'll be sweet in my sanctified soul, but don't push me. Because if it means I got to fight naturally, hallelujah, to get you off my back, I will walk away. But don't pull at me. Don't try to convince me that your gospel is right. Because I'll get a holy swing up in my arms and it'll make some knuckles pop up in my hand. No, don't, seriously, don't play with my walk. Sugar ain't going to play with my walk. Nobody. Mm-mm. Hallelujah, believe what you want. Jonathan ain't going to play with my walk. All right, tell him and the boys, I'll beat you down where you are right here now. Don't dare talk that crap around me. I said, because what you don't know, the Lord gonna snatch you up one day. Hallelujah. And you ain't gonna know what hit you. But his word will come to, God's word will come to pass. I don't care what you do, what you say, what you think, what you feel. God's word will always come to pass. You got to follow hard after God. Hallelujah. A lot of us think we know the truth. Well, let me tell you something about your discernment. Doesn't it have to be God? Your gift. It does not have to be God. The Bible says they're given without repentance. See, the ones that become lovers of their own selves instead of lovers of God. Remember, we were talking a few minutes ago about the hook and how the doctor watched the child pattern his life since he was a child up until he was an adult. That's why you gotta come to Christian education class. Hallelujah. Okay? People will prophesy to you because they've been watching your life. And they're doing the hook and reel. They hook you because they got your attention, and they'll start reeling you in and impressing upon you what to think and what to feel. And you're never, never coming into the knowledge of the truth because you won't go after God. You listen to what they have to say. You don't have to listen to nothing I say. Check the books. Hallelujah. Okay? Ever learning. You learned a lot in that class you was in, Yolanda. Yo-yo. Why you letting people call you yo-yo? A yo-yo is something you back and forth. You control a yo-yo. See, names we label ourselves with, that's why I stopped calling people certain nicknames. Names we label ourselves with or allow other people to label us with, we become such. You got them, they gave you the nickname because they first put the hook in you.
My God.
What's that lady saying? Shake yourself loose. Vicky Winers, get up, Yolanda. Shake yourself loose. Somebody go, girl, that wasn't shaking loose. Somebody go over there and help her shake loose. Yes, Kay, get her. Okay, that's enough on that arm, girl. Don't mess with that shoulder. Now, I bet you this. Bet. But before December's gone, somebody gonna call you yo-yo. Eric, you gonna check? Oh, not your girl, right? Look, y'all, quit playing. You gotta live holy. Forget your way. Forget what you want. Go after God. Go after Him. Because all your learning don't mean squat if you cannot yield to the Lord. All the prestige, all the worldly power you have, hallelujah, it means nothing. It cannot get you into the kingdom of God. It can't. All of that means nothing. It's only one thing in this world that's true, and that's God. Only God is true. Whatever we feel, whatever we think we know, whoever we think we are, it's all a figment of our imagination. You know, I grew up thinking my name was Varese, right? It's what you think you know. And the only thing God had left in that spot was baby girl. BG Production, BG Enterprises. Baby Girl Enterprises. Hallelujah. God is the only thing that's true. He's the only thing that's truth. What you think you saw, what you think you felt. No, I know what I'm talking about. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I hear this song playing in my head. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Some of y'all gotta clean up some mess, some foolishness that you guys stirred up. Clean up your life by unhooking. Get your hook out of people that you put your hook in. Because when you try to hook somebody up, you're saying, God, go to sleep. I got this. I got the mind. I got the disposition. They're going to do what I say. You are about to hang yourself and those associated to you. Clean your mess up. Run after God. Look at John 8, verse 31, 32. Never, after today, never use the word set you free. God ain't trying to set nothing. What did he set? It's make you free. When somebody says, know the truth and the truth shall set you free, correct them. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, that's not making your own decisions, going after your own choices, doing what you think is right, trying to get revenge, trying to settle a score, whatever reason you use is not valid with the Lord. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, that's me, continue in me, eat me, drink me, eat of my body, drink of my blood, continue in me, what you do, let it be me. Where you go, directing you. Let me have free course with you. That's what the Lord is saying. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You want to get out the ever learning stage and not ever knowing the truth? Hallelujah. Run hard after God. So how is it going to happen? You're going to have to yield to him. Fighting back has never been your answer. Running away has never been your answer. Hallelujah. Being vengeful has never been the answer. Coming up with a better plan. You don't have a better plan than God. Hallelujah. If you don't learn how to stand in the midst of trouble, tests, trials, tribulations, adversity, whatever comes your way, you ain't even good for the kingdom. You ain't fit for it. And you won't make it. Because you always try to wiggle your way out of stuff so life could be comfortable for you. Hallelujah. Realize why I couldn't get sleep when I'm home. Hallelujah. And I'm like, God, because I see your picture, I see it clearly. As long as you keep me when I drive, keep me when I come to minister your word, keep me in anything that I got to do that's of you, hey, I guess I don't need to sleep, because what I need, you'll give it to me. Hallelujah. Our God is amazing. It's amazing. The truth, God is truth. It's the only truth in the whole entire world. Is God. Know the truth. Get to know him. You get to know him by yielding to him. You get to know him by surrendering your all in all to him. You get to know him by throwing away your ideas. Hallelujah. Not trying to make him conform to what you want him to be. You get to know him by humbling yourself and really seeing yourself as that blade of grass that the word says you really are. We're here today and gone tomorrow. 20 years from now, I won't be standing here. I could live till until 110. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say I'm not. Because if the Lord be willing, I'm going to say like the scripture says, say if the Lord is willing, then I will live to 110. Hallelujah. I don't know what the what all that's connected in this frame is going to be doing, but hallelujah. Say, Lord, I'm here until you say it's time for me to go. Did you just say that or you meant it? So that means you're not plotting and planning for 5 years from now, 20 years from now. Every day, your prayer, every time you go to God and pray, you're going, God, this is my one request. He said, make your request known to him. Is that you let your Holy Spirit pray for me. Because I have no idea who I am, what I am, or what I need. I don't even know where I am. I think I'm in my house. I think I'm at church. I think I'm on my job. You have no idea where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just all physics. But God is spirit. He wants your spirit to become much more aware of his spirit and how it dwells in you and works in you and builds you up. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Point to somebody, hallelujah, and say, the Spirit of the Lord God is within you. Yield to him. Grab that hand that you're pointing to. Father, we bless you. We praise you and we thank you for your word on today. God, let your word come alive in our lives, in our hearts, in our spirits, like it never has before. Give us the clean up, Lord, the things that we have messed up. Give us, Lord, to run hard after you. God, take away denial from among us. Give us not to use it as an excuse, because we can't run after you. And we're in denial. God, give us to stop playing life games with you. Because we have no clue what life or living really is. You come to give us abundant life. Show us that our perception of life and abundant life is nothing but our foolishness. And then show us real life and abundant life. God, we thank you. We thank you. God, we need you. We need you. We need your help, especially for this prayer. But I thank you in advance because I claim it all done by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.